Hungry Eye. The Hungry Eye has a Grey Line tour in American Legion convention. Right? They took all the bricks out and put in saran wrap. Ferlinghetti is going to the Fairmont. You know, this was a little too snobby for me to work. I just wanted to go back to Ann's. You don't know about that, do you? Do you share that recall with me? The first gig I ever worked up here was a place called Ann's 440, which was across the street. And I got a call, and I was working a burlesque gig with Paul Moore in the Valley. That's the cat on piano here, which is really strange seeing him after all these years. And working together, and the guy says, there's a place in San Francisco, but they've changed the policy. Well, what's the policy? Well, I'm not there anymore, that's the main thing. Well, what kind of a show is it, man? Well, you know. Well, no, I don't know, man. Like, it sounds kind of a weird show. Well, it's not a show, they're a bunch of cocksuckers, that's all. A damn fag show, and that's... Oh. Well, that is a pretty bizarre show. I don't know what I could do in that kind of a show. Well, no, it's we want you to change all that. Well, that's a big gig. I can just tell him to stop doing it. Oh, I like you. And if sometimes I take poetic license with you and you are offended, now this is just with semantics, dirty words. Believe me, I am not profound. This is something that I assume someone must have laid on me because I do not have an original thought. I am screwed. I speak English. That's it. I was not born in a vacuum. Every thought I have belongs to somebody else that I must have just taken ding, ding, ding somewhere. So I'm not placating you by making the following statement. I want to help you if you have a dirty word problem. There are none. And I'll spell it out logically to you. Here is a toilet. Specifically, that's what we're concerned with, specifics. If I can tell you a dirty toilet joke, we must have a dirty toilet. That's what we're talking about, a toilet. If we take this toilet and boil it, and it is clean, clean. I can never tell you specifically a dirty toilet joke about this toilet. I can tell you a dirty toilet joke in the Milner Hotel or something like that. But this toilet is a clean toilet now. Obscenity is a human manifestation. This toilet has no central nervous system, no level of consciousness. It is not aware. It is a dumb toilet. It cannot be obscene. It's impossible. If it could be obscene, it could be cranky. It could be a communist toilet, a traitorous toilet. It can do none of these things. This is a dopey toilet, Jim. So nobody can ever offend you by telling you a dirty toilet story. They can offend you from the area that is trite. You have heard it many, many times. Now, all of us have had a bad early toilet training. That's why we are hung up with it. All of us, at the same time, got two zingers, one for the police department and one for the toilet. All right, he made a caca. Call a policeman. All right. Okay, are you going to do that anymore? Okay. I tell a policeman he doesn't have to come up now. We all got the policeman, and we had a few psychotic parents who took it and rubbed it in our face. And those people, for the most, if you search it out, are censors. Oh, true. They hate toilets with a passion, man. Do you realize if you got that ranked around with a toilet, you'll hate it and anyone who refers to it. It is dirty and uncomfortable to you. Now, if the bedroom is dirty to you, then you are a true atheist. Because if you have any of the mores, the superstitions, if anyone in this audience believes that God made his body, and your body is dirty, the fault lies with the manufacturer. It's that cold, Jim, yeah. If you can do anything with a body that God made, and then you want to get definitive and tell me of the parts he made, I don't see that anywhere in any reference to any Bible. Yeah. Made it all, it's all clean, or all dirty. But the ambivalence comes from the religious leaders who are celibates. The religious leaders are what should be. They say they do not involve themselves with the physical. If we are good, we will be like our rabbi, our nun, our priest, and absolve and finally put down the carnal and stop the race. Now, Dick, this is stranger. Everybody today in the hotel was bugged with Knight and Nixon. Let me tell you the truth. The truth is, what is? If what is, you have to sleep 8-10 hours a day. That is the truth. A lie will be people need no sleep at all. Truth is, what is? If every politician from the beginning is crooked, there is no crooked. But if you are concerned with a lie, what should be, and what should be is a fantasy, a terrible, terrible lie that someone gave the people long ago. This is what should be, and no one ever saw what should be, that you don't need any sleep and you can go 7 years without sleep. So all the people were made to measure up to that dirty lie. No, there's no crooked politician. There is never a lie because there is never a truth. I sent to Thomas Burns Detective Agency. They are bonded, and you know what that means. Anybody who's bonded could never steal from you. Nor could Earl Long. If a governor can, then the bond is really, yeah, there's some bond. Spotty, write the letter. Blah, 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 I want this, blah, blah, I want a ticket, take it. Okay, get a letter back. Get an answer back from St. Louis, Missouri. Dear Mr. Bruce, I have received your letter, blah, blah, blah. We have ticket sellers bonded. We charge $2.50 per ticket seller per hour. We would have to have some more details and blah, blah, blah. Yours truly, C.E. Hoxie. C.E. Hoxie. C.E. Hoxie. Hoxie, buddy. C.E. Hoxie from the Criminal Correctional Florida Institution for the criminally insane and beat up a spade fag junkie before he was thrown off the police force and then became a Pinkerton man and was arrested for stooping his stepdaughter. And C.E. Hoxie. All right. Now, because I have a sense for the ludicrous, I sent him back an answer, Mr. Hoxie. Dick. I wonder, because I'm going to miss some of the really goodies I had in the letter, you know. You see, he wants no detail. Dear Mr. Hoxie, it would be useless to go into a definitive breakdown of what the duties will be unless I can be sure that the incidents that have happened in the past will not be reiterated. Such as ticket takers I have hired who claimed they were harassed by customers who wanted their money back. Such as the fop in San Jose who was suing me for being stabbed. Claims he was stabbed by an irate customer, and it was a lie. It was just a manicuring scissor. And you couldn't see it because it was below the eyebrow. And when his eye was open, you couldn't see it anyway. So, I have a lot of problems like that. And oh, yes. Oh, yeah. My father, Solomon Ostero. My father, Solomon Ostro, has been in 3 mental institutions and detests the fact that I am in the industry. And it really abhors the fact that I have been successful economically and has harassed some ticket sellers. Like in Sacramento, he stood in line posing a customer in lightning flash, grabbed a handful of human feces and crammed it in the ticket taker's face. And once in Detroit, he posed as a customer, and he leaned against the booth so the ticket seller could not see him. And he was exposing himself. And had a sign hanging from it saying, when we hit $1,500, the guy inside the booth is going to kiss it. All right, now, you'd assume C.E. Hoxie reading the letter would just reject that and, no, but dig, enough validity to grab him in again. Jim Hoxie, you know, of course, that these facts would fall in the hands of some yellow journalist. This would prove a deterrent to my career. So I am giving you, my confessor, blah, blah, blah. Also, this is not a requisite of a ticket seller, but I was wondering if I could have a ticket seller who could be more than a ticket seller. A companion. Really light now. This is really subtle. A companion, someone who I could have coffee with. Someone who was not narrow-minded. I had a stunning Danish seaman type in Oregon who misinterpreted me and stole my watch. Is that heavy? Okay. I stole my watch. And hoping to hear from you, blah, 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 blah. Lenny Boost, okay. Now I send him a booster letter. Dear Mr. Hoxie, my attorney said I was mad for ever confessing what has happened to me, so I know that I can trust you. And I have sent you some cologne. Is that you going to cologne? And I don't know what's happening. It's beautiful. And I don't know what's happening to that naughty postman. Naughty is beautiful. Good phraseology. He hasn't heard you. Okay, now I get an answer from him. Dear Mr. Bruce, we cannot ensure the incidents that have happened in the past will not reoccur. A ticket seller that would socialize is out of the question. Take this, is beautiful. Did it. And I did not receive any cologne, nor we care for any. C.E. Hoxie. So I just can't. Oh, I got to tell you about Solomon Ostero. The Solomon Ostero, this is that reference. My father, Solomon Ostero, After I sent the letter, I think it's paper, and it says, Solomon Ostero, who is standing trial, dig Solomon Ostero, 72 years old. When Solomon Ostero, when I was, let's see, I'm 36, when I was a year old, and before I was born, 1924, Solomon Ostero went into a shul, dig him in a synagogue in Hollywood and shot up 6 people. Solomon Ostero, this is in the paper, has been in mental institutions for 37 years. The state declared him sane. He's out. Now he has to stand trial. After doing 37 years. You're sane, Solomon, and get in the court there. Then the people, would you assume that they would have any eyewitnesses that the state could get up a case after 30, is this beautiful? They got up a witness? Dig the name. He shot, this is a beautiful, if you're Jewish, you'll really dig this because it's really an attempt to be Anglo-Saxon, even then, to be white. Jews, dig this, one of the Jews who was killed, Harry Danny, typical Bronx mock trick to be goyish. Harry Danny was killed. Harry Danny was killed while davening, and dig the witness, though. This kid was in shul with his mother who got shot. Rose something, 57. And he remembered all these years that he wasn't sure with his mother, and that nut came in, did everybody in, Sic Semper Goyim! and just did everybody in. So I have adopted Solomon Ostero in the letter, now you dig. He is my father, as far as Hoxie is concerned. I sent the flick, so it looks legit. First I send the letter, then I send a clipping of Solomon Ostero, And he's pretty sweet. He looks like a little bird. 72, he's still not so like that. He's looking around at everybody. Don't give me your gun again, Zugnisht. So there he is, I send the picture. So I send just the picture, photostatic, thinking about him. He's out again. I don't know what we're going to do, Hoxie, but rest assured I'm behind you. He has your name. That's silly. That really makes it bizarre, because Hoxie doesn't even know about Jews. Unless they got horns here, that's all, you know. Yeah. Damn queer, drunk people's faces, that Jew. And then they all mix up the Hoxie. Hoxie just can go daven and do schlep and go to a mustard seed kisser, and that's all. Yeah. Yeah. To is preposition. To is a preposition. Come is a verb. To is a preposition. Come is a verb. To is a preposition. Come is a verb. The verb intransitive. To come. To come. I've heard these two words my whole adult life, and as a kid when I thought I was sleeping. To come. To come. It's been like a big drum solo. Did you come? Did you come good? 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 Rex the Tartine, I come better with you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole goddamn world. I really came so good. I really came so good because I love you. I really came so good. I come better with you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole world. I really came so good. So good. But don't come in me. Don't come in me. Don't come in me, me. Don't come in me, me. Don't come in me. Don't come in me, me. Don't come in me, me. I can't come. Because you don't love me, that's why I can't come. I love you, I just can't come. That's my hang-up. I can't come and I'm loaded, all right? Because you don't love me. Just what the hell is the matter with you? What has that got to do with loving you? I just can't come, that's all. Now, if anyone in this room or the world finds those two words decadent, obscene, immoral, amoral, asexual, the words to come really make you feel uncomfortable. If you think I'm rank for saying it to you, the ear of the beholder gets rank from listening to it, you probably can't come. And then you're of no use, because that's the purpose of life, to recreate it.